It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline as the Bills have their 53-man initial roster. And could be changes coming to that, I mean, as soon as today, because we know they're signing some players, some practice squad. We kind of wait to see on that. Sal, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. I'm laughing because I get in, I look at X, and I'm like, you know, it says trending on the right. Mm-hmm. And I see Codrington is trending. I'm like, oh, what is going on now? And it's just like the debate, right? And it reminded me, Joe, we used to have our battles about Andre Roberts, remember?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's very, very similar, right? It's very similar. So it's kind of funny, right? We're in this space where you never know. I mean, today holds another day and a lot of things can happen. But it just reminded me of that and I started laughing.
Yeah. You know? What's the debate about? Like keeping a guy that only returns, basically?
Yeah. It's a tradition like no other, right? That I've been sitting here for 10 years and, you know, at least since this regime and really tried to kind of explain or battle with people, you know, why the Bills do this, whether you like it or hate it or not. Like what the value is, and fans have a very, very, you know, their own opinion, and that's fine. But you know, my job is to tell you what. Okay, that's fine. But here's the reality of what the Bills feel about it, and this is why. And I don't think that hits well a lot of times with people.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, you could make the case that a return man is not necessary in years past, or special teamer roster spots. Maybe it's overdone in years past. There's absolutely an inflated or an increased value in these players in the new format, Sal. And I think this year, games are gonna turn on touchbacks and returns. And you know, for a while it's one third of the game, and that drifted. Mm-hmm. It is way back up in terms of the importance of special teams right now.
Yeah, and for me, it's not even about kick returns. It's punt returns for him. I always felt, on a side note about this particular player and position, you know, nothing that happened throughout training camp or preseason ever gave me any indication that someone vaulted over him as the punt returner. And then you had to do that. To me, I had to do that to earn a roster spot. Kick returns is another deal, and you're right, Jeremy. Like, that's very important. Look what they did in the preseason, all these teams. I will make a prediction on the NFL. You're going to see a few more touchbacks than you did in the preseason. I think part of the reason you saw so many like returns, yes, because it is going to go to the 35. You're going to see more anyway. It's because coaches were evaluating their roster, and you can't evaluate guys tackling if you don't have to tackle them. You know what I mean? So instead of kicking it through the end zone, like, hey, kick it to the 5, and you know, let's see what we can do here. So anyway, just one of the many things, obviously, on the roster that went down yesterday that we can talk about.
And we mentioned this the other day too, Sal. Like, even though Codrington, I think maybe more his specialty is the punt returning, especially over like Laviska Shenault, who really had never done it in his career. It's also not like if there are more kick returns this year than last year because of the change in rules. Like, Codrington only returned 11 kicks last year, but there were 33 players in the league that returned 10 or more kicks, and he ranked 14th. It's not like he's bad at the kick return part.
No, and he's actually really, really good at punt returning, too. He had one of the higher averages in the league last year. So I just think it's a player that they really trust and believe in, and they believe in that spot. And I understand why people say, well, he doesn't offer you anything on defense. And I get it. Believe me, I will tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, the Bills wish he did. I mean, that'd be great. There's no doubt. But I think they trust him enough at that spot. Now, that being said, there's a report out there that the Bills are, you know, signing another Sam Franklin, a special teamer. He's not a return man, but he's a special teamer. And that's Chris Tabor kind of getting a guy that he coached in Carolina. There are moves to be made today. It's not Sam Franklin necessarily, but there are moves that are going to be made today. Is there somebody out there on the waiver wire even who the Bills go, you know what? He's a good punt returner and he can play offense or defense. And they remember, that's what they did last year by getting Codrington. They traded for him because they didn't have enough faith in Daquan Hardy and they needed somebody who could do it. Maybe there's somebody like that. So today is a day, guys, where a lot of things, there's going to be roster movement today. Yeah. And it could be on the Bills.
Should we ask, is it Levi Wallace? Like, is that a real thing? Like,
well, I mean, it's not a returner, but sure, it could be.
Right,
I don't know. I mean,
roster,
according to
roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could. I mean, I would think practice squad more than anything if Levi Wallace is in town. I mean, he hasn't been on a team in a while, right? And I guess he was released by the Jags, right? He was with the Jags, maybe, was it?
He was with the Jags. I have to go back and look. I looked this morning because I saw the Instagram post that he was here. Yeah. He was with the Jags for only 2 weeks of training camp, and then he was released with an injury settlement.
I doubt you'd be on the 53 for that, but there could be somebody out there. Here's one thing that could happen today that I want to make sure we touch on, so I'll say it now. You know, yesterday what happened was they put Max Hairston and Tylon Grable on injured reserve, right? The Tylon Grable thing was a surprise to me. It's the only thing that I missed on the projected 53, and I say that because I thought Cedric Van Perren Granger would stay on PUP, and then Tylon Grable would be on the roster. Instead, they activated Van Pran Granger off PUP, and Tylon Grable goes on IR. So it's a one-for-one offensive line. But you only get two of those guys to do yesterday. That is Tylon Grable and Max Hairston. They are going to miss four games. Okay, so that gets us right to, Tredavious White's on the roster. That's great. They didn't keep Dane Jackson. That means Tredavious White must be in some way, shape, or form good to go, right, whenever that is soon here. However, I will just put it out there. I don't know anything about this. I'm just letting everybody know how operationally. They could still decide today to put Tredavious White in IR, and he still would only miss four games. He made the 53. So today's the day that if you sign somebody, it doesn't have to be to release anybody. You could put a guy in IR today, and then he could come back after four games.
Okay. Well, that could be an answer to – I wanted to ask you about this reported Sam Franklin signing sale, mm-hmm. And whether or not that ends up being active roster or practice squad. There was no mention of it in the report, but
right.
I was wondering if he is active roster, like whose spot he would take, if it would even necessarily be a safety, or maybe it's what you just said, where a guy goes on an injury list. Correct. And that just creates a spot.
And I don't know. It's a great question, Joe. We'd have to figure out, first of all, you know, you have to find out, first of all, if it's active roster or practice squad. If it's practice squad, that's fine, and then you can just elevate him or whatever. But if he's going to play, if he's going to be on the active roster, well, somebody else has to go in some way. And it doesn't have to mean they have to get released. They could be traded, or they can go on injured reserve, and then they miss four games, and then you could decide to bring them back.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, let's talk about the big picture. You pretty much nailed the 53-man roster. I mean, one small...
Like
on
a technicality,
yeah,
right?
You didn't get it perfect. I want to say no surprises really. Again, it is initial, but you know, when you look at the whole thing, why you picked it the way you did, and why you think the Bills kind of lined up with what you were thinking, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, as I always say this to everybody, my job is to tell you what the Buffalo Bills are thinking or are going to do from my perspective, from watching them. And it's not what Sal Capaccio would do. Who cares, right? I'm just another guy that could have an opinion because we have a lot of people like that. My job is to say, here's what I think the Bills are going to do. And this roster, to me, was kind of really taking shape weeks ago, guys, to be quite honest. We did an Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast last night, live reaction, Hard Knocks, 53-man roster. And I said this to Matt Bove, and he agreed. I said, listen, you could have asked me probably 2 weeks ago, and I would have got really close to the roster. And I think a lot of people would have, because I do think that this roster, there weren't a lot of questions, to be quite honest. What were the questions at the end of the day? Does Tyrell Shavers make it? Does Jimmy Charlo make it? First of all, never thought Jimmy Charlo would make the 53. Great story. Glad he's on the practice squad. Perfect practice squad candidate. He's going to help your offense prepare because he's going to do everything on defense possible to act like he's supposed to as a Baltimore Raven week one and Jet week two and all that, right? That's what a practice squad guy does. And I do think, and I felt for a couple of weeks, that Tyrell Shavers had done enough to make the team and then Saturday night clinched it for me in Tampa. That really was the only question. There were a couple questions about, what happens at O-line? Do they keep 9? Because if they want to keep 10, how do you do that? Well, we know now because Tylon Grable's on IR. They kept 9. They have a 10th that went on IR. And then maybe a little bit on the D-line. So when you ask me, Jeremy, like, you know, how and why I thought the way I did that was so accurate, I would say I don't think it was that difficult as of like a couple weeks ago. This roster was really taking shape by then based on what you saw at practice and how they were treating things.
What was the thing you were most wondering about yesterday? Was it the Dane Jackson part of in the corner room more than anything? Or were you pretty sure even going into yesterday?
No, you know, I think actually for me, it was all the talk surrounding defensive tackle with Jordan Phillips coming in, even though we did learn that Phillips would be, you know, going on the practice squad. How about this, Joe? I say not even defensive tackle, because Daquan's part of this. You know what I was wondering yesterday? Like, would they be releasing someone to save money?
Right.
Like we didn't get any of that yesterday. So somebody said, well, how are they under the cap? It's a good question. is there an adjustment to somebody that's been made? Because my understanding was once they went to the 53-man roster and 53 salaries counted, they would be over the cap. Apparently, that's either not the case, or there's an adjustment somewhere with someone's contract we don't know about yet. You know what I mean? Like, that was something I was wondering. Like, how are they going to do this? To me, there had to be some money going out. Now, with some of the players they released, I was looking at it last night. Some of those players that they released were still counting in the top 51 with over $1 million cap hits. So you got rid of like $5-6 million just by doing that. And then you add in guys who are not in the top 51. So it might have been a wash anyway, and you might be okay and still a couple million under. They have to be under anyway. But that was a big question for me, is would there be a money move yesterday?
Yeah. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. All right, you can check out Sal's coverage of this at WGR550.com. We'll watch practice squad, we'll watch signings today, because even though it's the initial 53, things could, you know, kind of turn quickly.
Yeah, and real quick, so today, just so everybody knows how it works today, so anybody who was released yesterday who has not had 4 years yet in this league, they're on waivers. Any team can claim them. It goes in the order of the draft. The Tennessee Titans have the first claim. It does not reset. If the Titans want a guy, they get him. They want another guy, they get him. Want another guy, they get him. That's how it goes, right? The Bills have the 30th pick. 29 teams have to pass on a guy before the Bills can get him if they want him. So it's tough, but it could happen. Once that guy is claimed, he goes right to the 53-man roster. Then you have to make a move for him. Anybody who is in the league more than 4 years is a free agent, and they can just sign with anybody. They don't have to get claimed to a new claim, to a new contract, practice squad, or otherwise. Once noon hits today, everybody who's been claimed is awarded. Everybody else, everybody becomes free agents. You start formulating your practice squad. You get 16 players there, 17 with an international player. In the Bills' case, that could be Travis Clayton. Then they have their roster. Then we will hear from Brandon Bean at 2:30 p.m. today. It's important because we'll find out maybe more clarity on Tre'Davious White at 2:30 p.m. today from Brandon Bean. Then the Bills will hit the practice field, guys, with their team. Yep. They'll hit the practice field with their 53 and their practice squad, and here we go. They're preparing for the Baltimore Ravens starting at 3 o'clock today, and today's the first day the media cannot watch all of practice. Now we know football is really here.
There you go. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Football season is here. Rivalries uniforms revealed tomorrow. We'll hear from Brandon Bean today, as Sal has just pointed out. So lots to get to. 803-0550, Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. He's coming up at 8:30. The Jaguars and Lions just made an interesting trade regarding Tim Patrick. So let me dig into that for a moment. And much more to get to. 803-0550 on WGR.